Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1327 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled A Cowboy's Tale. Years ago, Tim McCoy, a cowboy from Texas, rode proudly into Albuquerque, New Mexico. This was his first time, and he was riding high on his sleek, beautiful black stallion. He was noticed by everyone who saw him. After a long and dusty ride, Tim was tired and thirsty, so he stopped by the saloon for a beer. Unfortunately, the locals always had a habit of picking on strangers, which he was. When he finished his drink, he strutted back outside and found that his horse had been stolen. Tim went back in the bar, handily flipped his gun into the air, caught it above his head, and without even looking, he fired a shot into the ceiling. "Which one of you sidewinders stole my horse?" he yelled with surprising forcefulness. Tim gazed around the bar, trying to catch someone's eyes who may look guilty, but everyone looked down and no one answered. After a very lengthy pause, Tim turned his back on them and faced the bartender and shouted once again, "All right, I'm going to have another beer, and if my horse ain't back outside by the time I finish, I'm going to do what I've done in Texas, and I don't like to do what I have done in Texas." Some of the locals shifted restlessly. He could hear the scuffling of their feet behind him. Tim McCoy, true to his word, had another beer, walked outside, and his horse had been returned to the post. He climbed into the saddle and started to ride out of town. The bartender wandered out of the bar and ran after Tim and asked him, "Say, partner, before you go, what happened in Texas?" Tim McCoy turned back and said with a straight face, "Well, I had to walk home." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a good smile every day. And our Thursday thought is, if lawyers are disbarred and clergymen are defrocked, shouldn't it follow that cowboys would be deranged? And our verse for today is Psalms chapter 15, verse 2. Those who lead blameless lives do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,326 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.